And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Muslims at the Boston Mosque, attended by the two marathon bombing suspects, want to make one thing clear. The Zania Brothers attack has nothing to do with the American Islam preached there. Authorities are still working to piece together a motive for the twin bombings just over a week ago at the Boston Marathon that killed three people and wounded 264, as more details emerged about the ethnic Chechen brothers accused of carrying out the attack. Still hospitalized, 19-year-old Zokar has repeatedly admitted to being driven by radical Islamic ideas, telling investigators the attacks were motivated by the US wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But their fellow congregants in Cambridge, Massachusetts, just across the Charles River from Boston, wants the world to know that ideology didn't come from the local mosque. The brothers weren't particularly diligent about attending prayer services, community members said, adding that the mosque has an ongoing cooperation with authorities to report any suspicious behavior. Older brother Tamerlan, 26, who was killed during a shootout with police on Friday, began attending prayers intermittently over a year ago, the Cambridge mosque said Tuesday in a statement. The small mosque, called the Islamic Society of Boston, hosts around 100 worshippers at Friday prayers and around 20 during the week. Younger brother Doka was an even rarer participant, director Yusufi Vali added at a press conference, noting that we just saw him one time with his brother. Vali directs the larger Islamic Society of Boston's Cultural Center, a mosque attended by around 1,000 worshippers, which is affiliated with the Cambridge Mosque. The Zanievs didn't take part in community activities, nor did Tamerlan's wife or their sisters attend the mosque, he told reporters. Although mosque leaders said they had no indications the brothers were planning an attack, they did recall there were signs Tamerlan subscribed to an austere form of Islam. On November the 16th, he interrupted a sermon explaining that Muslims could celebrate traditional American holidays such as the 4th of July or Thanksgiving. Tamerlan stood up and argued such celebrations were not permitted in Islam. 2 months later, on January the 18th, he became angered again when a preacher paid homage to US civil rights hero Martin Luther King. Tamerlan interjected, calling King a non-believer who was contaminating people's minds. The interruptions were not well received, and on that day in January, fellow worshippers demanded he be quiet or leave. He left. He was reacting towards our American Islamic theology, Vali said. Clearly, there was a difference in viewpoint between what our mosque is about and what his viewpoint was, he said. After the sermon, community leaders sought out Tamerlan to tell him if he continued interrupting services, he would no longer be welcome. After which, the mosque said, he did not cause any further disturbances. Valia emphasized that Tamerlan's outbursts were protected as free speech, and that if either brother had displayed any tendency towards violence, we would have definitely reported it to the police. Another mosque leader, Nicole Musalam, added, "We are a very open community, diverse, very mainstream." Valia added, "We met the FBI monthly through a program called Bridges for off-the-record conversations to share any concerns. Islam is entirely against violence. Preachers of our congregations make that very clear," he emphasized. "These guys did. It's just absolutely disgraceful," he added, saying he was a Bostonian in mourning. Meantime, tales of hope abound in the wake of the Boston Marathon bombings, and even four-legged workers are pitching in to provide relief and cuddles to those in need. Throughout last week, the Boston community could count on canine comfort from five specially trained golden retrievers deployed by Lutheran Church Charities in Addison, Illinois, part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Three of the organization's comfort dogs flew from Chicago to Boston, where they joined two retrievers who've been working with bereaved students and parents at Sandy Hook Elementary, Newtown, Connecticut, every day since December. "People talk to the dogs. They're like furry counselors," Tim Hetzner, president of the Lutheran Church Charities, told Today.com. "It's a chance to help bring relief to people that are shaken up because of the bombings." The dogs are set to remain in Boston until Sunday and possibly longer, depending on the needs of the community. They're stationed at First Lutheran Church, which is a few blocks from the finish line of the marathon, the site of Monday's bombings. Hetzner said the team will be likely to visit the area's hospitals as well, where over 100 victims are being treated. "I imagine their effect will be the same as it was in Newtown," Hetzner said. "They bring a calming effect to people and help them process the various emotions that they go through in times like this." The therapy dogs are specially equipped for extremely stressful situations. Each of the organization's retrievers have gone through 8 months to a year of service training, starting at the age of 6 weeks. Those touched by the dogs can keep up with their newfound friends on Facebook and Twitter, since each dog has its own social media account. people always keep in contact with the dogs, Hetzner said. The program started in 2008 as a response to a shooting at Northern Illinois University in which 5 students were killed by a gunman. Only a handful of comfort dogs were part of the group initially, but the team now consists of 67 canines spread across 7 states. Ultra-conservative Saudi Arabia will retain its long-standing ban on non-Muslim places of worship, Justice Minister Mohammed Al-Issa said in comments reported by the Saudi media on Wednesday. As Saudi Arabia is home to the Muslim holy places, it does not allow the establishment of non-Muslim places of worship, the Al-Hayat newspaper quoted Issa as telling European MPs in Brussels. Saudi Arabia, home to the Holy Kaaba, the cube-shaped structure in the Grand Mosque in Mecca to which Muslims worldwide pray, has come in for repeated criticism for its ban on non-Muslim places of worship. Although Saudi Arabia's citizen population is Muslim, the kingdom is also home to millions of expatriates of various beliefs. Unlike Saudi Arabia, the kingdom's Gulf Arab neighbours allow the building of churches and the celebration of non-Muslim feasts. In the UK, a man who dialed 999, the emergency number, after he got stuck on a children's climbing frame at 4 a.m, was helped to safety by firefighters, the Falmouth Packet has reported. Police officer found the 25-year-old man frozen with fear on the 10-foot frame, claiming he was suffering from vertigo. He had dialed the emergency services to tell them he was stuck, but did not know where he was. He was found after a search of several parks in Redruth, Cornwall, and the fire brigade was called. Firefighter Rob Hoskins said, "When we arrived, he was about 10 foot off the ground. Following negotiations with him, he agreed to be helped down using the slide." My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.